This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hit a pandemic milestone Tuesday. More than 10,000 Coloradans have now died from the coronavirus. CPR's John Daly reports.
According to the state's dashboard, 10,018 people have now died due to COVID-19. Colorado reached that threshold on the one-year anniversary of the first shipment of vaccines arriving in the state. 45% of the deaths occurred in those older than 80. Men represent about 55% of the deaths, compared with about 44% for women. This fall's surge has been the state's second deadliest. More than 200 people died of the coronavirus for six straight weeks until the last week in November. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A state hotline for students to report potential school threats saw a drop in calls last school year. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
The Safe to Tell line received more than 11,000 anonymous tips. That's a 45% decrease from the year before. Calls related to suicide threats were the most common, followed by reports of drugs and bullying. The amount of tips started to increase in March as schools returned to in-person classes. During the holiday break, when school is closed, the tip service is available to students and community members. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
State Representative Dave Williams from Colorado Springs will challenge Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn in their party's primary. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Williams is one of the most conservative members of the state legislature. He's long championed bills to limit abortion rights and has tried to block Democratic policies on everything from immigrant rights to gun control. Williams joins an already crowded primary field for Colorado's 5th congressional district, which includes El Paso County. It's likely that the winner of the primary will win the general election in the conservative seat. Congressman Lamborn has fended off challengers in the past. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.